Hello everyone, good afternoon. Today I'm here to present on economic analysis of modern irrigation settling system, settling strategies on cotton production under different tillage systems in South Georgia. Hi, my name is Anukul Bhattarai, and I am a second year master's student from Department of Agricultural Economics from the University of Georgia. For this research, I'd like to thank Dr. Liu, Ms. Amanda, Dr. Liakos, and Dr. Velides for their assistance in each and every step during the run of this project. So let me give a short background on cotton production in Georgia. So according to USDA Quick Start, Georgia had produced around 1.955 million bales of cotton from 1.43 million acres of land, with an average yield of 875 pounds per acre, making the Georgia the second largest cotton producing state in the US. So mostly the cotton growers in Georgia uses groundwater to irrigate their field, and so that they can increase the yield and lower the risks associated with the production. But since the demand for cotton is increasing, the area for the cotton production is also increasing day by day. As a result, more water is needed to irrigate the field. So, but we find that only 20% of the USA cotton growers uses scientific irrigation method to irrigate their field. So a lot of water is being wasted due to over-irrigation. So now producers are looking for better irrigation method to improve the efficiency. For this, advanced irrigation settling method can help improve the water use efficiency and also increase the yield. In this figure, we are seeing that most of the cotton production is like concentrated on the southern part of Georgia, and the dark blue counties are the counties with the top cotton producing, with the 75,000 bales or more. Now let me give a short background on cotton and its response to water. Cotton is a relatively drought-tolerant plant, but in critical stages like flowering and ball maturation period, water stress can result in yield reduction. About 0.3 inches of the water per day is needed by the cotton during its peak blooming period. So proper management of water during critical stages can boost the yield. And the higher the yield, higher will be the higher the yield, and there will be a better net return in the end. So, but we have to also keep in mind that over-irrigation can reduce the cotton yield. So, to solve this problem, irrigation settling strategies can play a very important role. Irrigation settling strategies are the guideline on when to irrigate and how much to irrigate. So for the research question for this study is that which is the most economically efficient irrigation settling method for cotton production in South Georgia, and the objective was to compare economic efficiency of five different irrigation settling method under conservation and conventional tillage systems, and finally to identify the most profitable strategy. 5-year field data were collected from Siam Stripling Research Park near Camilla, Georgia from 2013 to 2017. And regarding the treatments, except for control, which is only the conservation tillage, other irrigation methods were tested for both irrigation, both conservation and conventional tillage practices. So this is the table showing different treatment in each year. Parentheses at the side of the year resemble the amount of rainfall in the respective year, and the parentheses at the side of the treatment resemble the amount of irrigation that is provided in the treatment. And this figure are like the amount in inches per acre. So in this study, five different irrigation settling strategies were compared upon. Figure first shows the UGH checkbook method. It is the most commonly used irrigation settling method, like irrigation method in Georgia. It is calendar based and it uses rain gauge to measure rainfall. So it is based on water balance method, and for water balance there should be effective rainfall, irrigation applied, and also the crop water used. So effective rainfall is the amount of water that is present in the soil, and it uses two or more rain gauges in the field to calculate that. But checkbook method is pretty basic kind of irrigation settling method. It does not accounts the soil moisture that is already present in the soil. So it might be like there might be the overestimation of water in the field, resulting in lesser yield. The figure 2 shows the cotton app, and it is a evapotranspiration based method. It uses deficit irrigation to irrigate the field, and it uses meteorological data that we obtain from nearest weather station, irrigation application, crop coefficient, crop phenology, and soil parameters to calculate the different water deficit that is present in the effective root zone of the cotton. Figure now, the next irrigation settling method is the Irrigator Pro method. It is an app-based method, but it is for computers. It also uses soil moisture sensors placed at 8-inch and 16-inch depth so that it can calculate the soil moisture tension in the field. So when soil moisture tension exceeds certain specific threshold, then irrigation should be applied in the field. The fourth one is UGA-SSA method, and it was developed by Dr. George Velidis and his group. It is a sensor-based method, and unlike checkbook, it accounts the soil moisture that is already present in the soil. And it is more precise than checkbook method, so are the Cotton App and Irrigator Pro. The fifth one is a cotton water stress index, and it evaluates plants' water stress with the help of infrared sensors. The plant which is more stressed, so the higher reading in infrared sensors, and accordingly the irrigation is recommended in the field. So these are the five different irrigation settling methods that I compared in this study. For the compare and to find the economic efficiency of the five different irrigation settling method, I calculated irrigation water use efficiency and net return. Irrigation water use efficiency was calculated by dividing the difference of yield in treatment and control by difference of irrigation applied for the same treatment and the control, and it gives us idea about how does the plant responds to the respective irrigation settling method. And the net return gives us idea about the economic efficiency of each irrigation settling strategies, and it is calculated by finding the difference between gross revenue and total expenses. Gross revenue is the product of yield and market price, and whereas total expenses is the summation of irrigation cost, harvesting cost, and ginning cost. Here the market price is adjusted to the fiber quality, and for the yield, it can be both lint yield and seed yield. So cotton market price, gross revenue, harvesting and ginning cost were calculated, and this table shows the best market price value, ginning cost, seed value, and harvesting cost for different years. And these prices are derived from the sources like USDA, NAS, and UGA Cotton Enterprise Budget. For the irrigation cost, UGA Extension Irrigation Budget were used, and UGA Extension Irrigation Budget calculated the investment cost, ownership cost, operating cost, and finally a total annual cost for each irrigation settling method. And I have a poster for irrigation budget as well, right in the hallway. So let me discuss about the result and conclusion. In dry year, the irrigation water use efficiency was found to be positive for all the irrigation settling strategies I compared upon. And in this graph, the y-axis is the showing the irrigation water use efficiency, and the for x-axis, they are the different irrigation settling method. The orange bar is for conservation tillage practice, and the blue bar is for conventional tillage practice. As you can see here, that the irrigation water use efficiency is highest for cotton app among all of the irrigation settling method, resembling that a cotton plant is more responsive to the cotton app. For the wet years, the irrigation water use efficiency was found to be negative. And higher the negative value, there is a higher chance of over-irrigation in the field. This means that negative irrigation water use efficiency is bad for the farmers. So you can see that 2013, 2015, in 2016 and 2017, most of the irrigation water use efficiency are found negative. So ANOVA for net return shows that for conservation tillage, except for 2013, for other years, there was a significant difference among the irrigation settling method. But for conventional tillage, the significant difference was found only in the year 2016. The significant test was done within the irrigation settling method, within the tillage system, and it was not done between the tillage systems, like it was not done between conservation and conventional tillage. And this is the result for 2013 net return. It was a wet year, and there was no any significant difference found in the net return for both conservation and conventional tillage practices. Here, the y-axis resembles the net return in dollar per acre, and x-axis is the different irrigation settling method. Here we can find the highest net return was for control, and the lowest was for checkbook. For other advanced irrigation settling methods like cotton app, cotton water stress index, and irrigator pro, the net return was higher than checkbook method. For 2014 net return, since 2014 was a wet year, we can see that there was a significant difference for conservation tillage and conventional tillage. Only significant difference was found in conservation tillage. So there was a significant difference found in between checkbook and control, and also cotton app and control, and cotton app and UGSSA. Here the in this graph we can see that for control there is the lowest net return, and for cotton app there is the highest net return. This means that cotton app is better and economically efficient in dry year like 2014. But in the case of 2016, which was a wet year, the highest net return was found for control, and the lowest was for checkbook. But other advanced irrigation settling system like cotton app, UGSSA, and UGSSA with a variable threshold have a higher net return than checkbook, and were also significantly higher, showing that it is better for farmers to use advanced irrigation settling method than the checkbook method, which is a calendar-based method. So from all this, we can conclude that irrigation water use efficiency was positive for dry years and negative for wet years, suggesting that farmers, it is better not to provide extra water to the field when there is already enough rainfall in the growing season. In dry years, irrigation increased yield and profitability. In dry year, cotton app was found to be significantly economically efficient than other irrigation settling method. In wet years, however, irrigation hurt the yield and profitability. In wet years, it was more profitable to use advanced irrigation settling method like cotton app, UGSSA, or irrigator pro system rather than calendar-based checkbook method. So the use of advanced irrigation settling tools can increase the farmer's profitability and also increase the water use efficiency. So this research was funded by Georgia Cotton Commission, and thank you. Please feel free to ask questions.